Our next public hearing was conditional use 1645, Michael and Michelle Mears.
Mr. Chairman.
Yes, sir.
I am prepared to make a motion on this. Before doing so, I would like to get some feedback from my fellow commissioners, if they have any.
Well, I think it's a conditional use that shouldn't have really an impact on the fellow neighbors, and certainly, you know, is an appropriate use of that property in that area, and it's not going to me would not create a traffic problem, wouldn't create a nuisance problem, and all the work is performed off site, so I certainly don't have a problem with it.
As long as he stays the same size.
I think there should be a limitation, a stipulation about the number of trucks that would be allowed.
Trucks and employees?
He said he wasn't going to, didn't have any intent to expand the number of employees or to.
So he had two trucks, so I think that's what we ought to give him.
Two employees.
Yeah, and two employees.
Counting himself in his way, there'd be four anyway.
Yeah.
Two non-relative employees.
Yeah, two non-family member employees.
Then all of a sudden, it's family, Grace.
You start adopting people.
I'd like to hear your feelings on the sign. The one thing that I didn't like when I visited the site was I really don't see the need for a sign there. I think that he could adequately with 911 addressing and maybe some notation on the mailbox of Paradise Plumbing, I would think that the Penco drivers could find it. It just seemed to me there were a lot of nice homes there. They're all in a row down there, and then had this one sign, albeit a small sign. I thought it might set a precedent because, as Mr. Lank mentioned, there are some other people out there with some pole sheds that if we get other applications, then they're going to want signs. And it is Paradise Road, and I didn't know that.
If we were to say that, you know, 2x3 sign, and anybody else comes along down the road and wants to put a sign, we certainly got a precedent set for same size rather than our 32 square foot sign.
If just to interject, if he had a home occupation, he didn't have any employees, and he ran that business just as itself, he could have a 6-square-foot sign.
You could have a 2x3.
That's about the size. That's about what size. That's about what size it is.
Yeah.
What I mean, it looked like a real estate sign. Might be a little bit bigger than 6 square foot, but not much.
Six.
Well, it's up because he's used PVC pipe, you know, to
raise it up.
Oh, it's there. There's no question about it.
It's an example of his trade. Right.
No question it's there.
Yeah. Mr. Chairman, I move we recommend for approval of conditional use 1645, Michael and Michelle Mears, to operate a plumbing, heating, and air conditioning business based upon the record made at the public hearing for the following reasons. The proposed conditional use is generally small and is compatible with other residential uses in the area. The project with the conditions and stipulations placed upon it will not have an adverse impact on the neighboring properties or community. The operation of a plumbing business will not generate a significant increase in traffic or noise since the majority of the work will be conducted off-site. This recommendation for approval is subject to the following conditions and stipulations. Them being all trucks and trailers associated with the business shall only be parked in the designated parking area as shown on the site plan. There shall be no more than 2 vehicles or trailers parked in this area at any one time. There will only be one unlighted sign on the premise that shall not exceed 2 foot by 3 feet in size. Be a maximum number of 2 trucks and 2 non-relative employees. All trash dumpsters on the site shall be screened from neighboring properties. Any security lights shall only be installed on the buildings and shall be screened so that they do not shine on neighboring properties or towards the road. No outside storage except for trailers shall be allowed on the premises. And the hours of operation, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m., Monday through Friday. Finally, the site plan shall be subject to approval of Planning and Zoning Commission.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to recommend approval of conditional use 1645 for Michael and Michelle Mears with the stipulation stated. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Our next public